We're doing the blessing of Hashiveinu Avinu LeTorateicha. So last time we discussed the term Hashiveinu, that we're really returning to something that's our second nature. We say Hashiveinu Avinu LeTorateicha. Our Father, bring us back to your Torah. And we have a dual relationship with Hashem, which is represented here in this prayer. We say Hashiveinu Avinu, bring us back our Father, V'kalveinu Malkeinu, and bring us close our King. And this is a dual relationship we speak about in our tefillot also of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Im Kevanim, Im Ka'avadim. We have a prayer which says, whether we're sons or we're servants, we ask you to treat us and save us regardless. A master also takes care of his servant. And it's interesting that with regard to the Torah, which if you think about it is the Hora'ah, the teaching that Hashem gave us, we speak to Hashem as our Father. We say, Hashem, our Father, bring us back to your Torah. The Torah is the way of life you gave us, which is our nature. And in that, we speak to Hashem as our Father. When it comes to the service, when it comes to the mitzvot, there we say, Hashem, bring us close to your service. And this always blows me away. We say, Hashem, bring us back to a complete tshuva. You'll notice there are two things that we speak about as complete. We speak about refuah shlema and tshuva shlema. And that's because these two things, I didn't understand this until I had pneumonia. When I got better from pneumonia, I was still sick for weeks, so maybe 2 months afterwards. I was still coughing up phlegm. Then I understood why we say refuah shlema. And the same thing with tshuva shlema. There's a tshuva that's complete, and we all know there's a tshuva that's not exactly complete, where there are still strings attached, where a person hasn't yet deleted all those Facebook friends, where he hasn't yet completely outgrown, he hasn't yet really moved forward from that. And that's why we ask Hashem for tshuva shlema.